discussion at Gangrejung, Thailand, September 2006. Recorded by Jonathan, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. September 7th, in the garden of Kundung Dern's house, with John, Sarah, Sukin, Nina W., Ivan, Betty, Knowing, Tom and Beverly.
Last Saturday, someone doubted what they were to use for testing consciousness because he just wanted to know the word. But it doesn't mean anything at all, just to know the word. So after he tests, then it asks about what appears. And then he can tell that the test appear to the test consciousness or the tongue consciousness. See, by himself, right at that time, no need to tell that person about nama and rupa because it's only name. Just remember the meaning of nama and rupa. But at the moment of testing, that which tests is the tongue consciousness. And the test just appear as a reality. See, the way to study Dhamma, to really understand that very moment, the characteristic of reality right now or right then, see.
Can we apply that to seeing consciousness?
Any moment, any moment. And when the panya develops on and on, one can see that everything is so meaningless. When awareness does not arise, otherwise it's only thinking about the past or the past realities, which appear just as nimitta or sign of realities only. So just at moment of being aware, that has some meaning, that is real. As we used to talk about realities, and that is a reality. And the other moments, see, passed completely, only the signs was left. So in the Patisampita Magga, about the Vinyana Chariya and the Anyana Chariya and the Yana Chariya, Sariputta just stressed only three words. The Vinyana Chariya, the behavior or the moments of Vipaka Ahetuka. For example, when one was born, one cannot escape from seeing, hearing, smelling. It has to arise. No one can avoid. And after that, akusala coming all the time. No need to talk about other kind of kusala because it's exactly the same. Like other things, just arise and pass. Nothing is left. Only the moment of right understanding of that characteristic which is now appearing is jnana chariya. Even right now, okay, when there is no awareness, it's just no meaning at all.
Jnana chariya is what?
Panya, which can experience reality directly.
And the third is chariya?
The first is vijnana chariya, and the second is anjana, akusala. And the third is jnana chariya, the panya.
I think I can see at an intellectual level the importance, well, I can definitely see the importance of knowing the reality appearing at the present moment, but there is still a strong tendency to give importance to the situation or
to have
story.
It very well firmly established. Otherwise, there's always no awareness arising at all.
The importance we give to the situation takes us away from the present moment.
Okay. By conditions, always thinking, just thinking. Thinking, always thinking.
It is just thinking too.
Yeah.
Thinking about things instead of
taking reality which has gone as very seriously as something, say, permanently, all the time. So in one's life, no matter it's short or long, the most valuable moment is the understanding of reality as it is, that's all. Because it is the absolute reality. No story concerning, no thinking about realities as something permanent and stay.
And yet, to live, we have to have the other stories.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But what about the understanding? We cannot stop taking the story out of realities. But the development of understanding can understand each moment as a reality, not self. Otherwise, there is no way to eradicate the idea of self in wrong view.
So in that case, what understanding would see if it was more fully developed was a lot of thinking, wouldn't it? Because a lot of the moments of the day are just thinking.
It doesn't mean that we have to stop or we try to stop. It's wrong because that is done by I again. The I is always there, just want something for oneself. Different level of kusala, see? For whom? For I. But actually it's like other moments, just arise and falls away. Nothing is left. And that which has gone never come back at all. Each is the new one, conditioned by paccaya. One can see the different levels of understanding, theoretically, understanding about realities, talking about realities, and the development of understanding with direct awareness, and the penetration of the true nature of reality as it is, as just what we keep on talking about, like Dhamma, Dhammana, Dhamma is Dhamma, but it does not appear as Dhamma when sati does not arise. So we just talking about khanda again and everything again as rupa khanda, all types of rupa are rupa khanda. But what about this one? Whether it's rupa khanda which is seen, the rupa khanda which is heard, the rupa khanda which is touched, see, just in a moment, so fast, arising and falling away.
Even when we are hearing about rupa khandas, mm-hmm. or reading about it,
yeah.
there's still no appreciation that that is actually what is happening at the present.
So that it can be the satyayana, the very well established theoretical understanding or intellectual understanding, to condition moment of awareness. Because awareness can arise when there are right conditions, and it arises so natural as other realities, no different at all. As seeing is so natural and hearing so natural, so sati arises naturally by conditions, because all conditions must arise from conditions, the proper conditions for each one.
Can you be more precise, the meaning of natural?
Yeah.
No. What are we to understand by something being natural arising?
Is this moment natural?
Everything is natural.
So it's like that.
I would like to put Sukhin's question another way. I can agree that sati has to be natural when it's arising, but can it be as natural as seeing and hearing? And
why those? Not?
It doesn't seem possible.
It's not as easy in the same way. The nature of the conditions are different.
Yes, the conditions are different, but Nina is saying that seeing is a citta, vipaka, conditioned by karma, and panya is a jetasika.
Right. They cannot arise together.
No, but in terms of the naturalness of arising.
Right. Is seeing not conditioned to arise?
It is.
So, is sati not conditioned to arise?
Also conditioned.
Not as conditioned as seeing.
What about lopa then? See, lopa arise unknowingly, see?
Yes.
So natural.
Right.
Yeah.
Very natural.
Yeah.
So it means that just as seeing, hearing arises without any wanting, same thing with sati, it has to arise.
And that is sammasati that we used to talk about. Yeah.
That arises a moment after seeing or hearing.
Yes, but can anyone know about the passing one and the arising of the next one, like now? Not at all. So when awareness arises, it is aware, like now. See?
And it arises with a moment of consciousness, not vipaka.
Right. Uh-huh. One can understand the characteristic of vipaka, for example, the sound. It's heard by conditions, before we can think about it like or dislike it. It's there.
I was trying to get at the point you're making about why is one appear to be more natural than the other. I'm trying to take that apart, because the tendency to ask that question, and yet it is natural just as the other, but is there some aspect of it that makes you make a comment wrong view. Okay.
Right.
That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But how to get to the right view? How to
I'd like to hear a bit more about my wrong view needs a bit more exposure.
Oh, we'll work on that.
So, Nina, maybe we ought to be asking, besides reading and considering, what other conditions would have to be present for sati and then satipatthana, sampajanya, and panya to arise?
Yeah, without understanding, it's impossible to have sati arise. The more there is right understanding, the more conditions for sati to arise.
But the level of understanding you're talking about is pariyatti understanding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So pariyatti comes first.
Usually you say, talking about satchanyana, which you were a moment ago, that satchanyana has to be very firm even before satipatthana can arise. But how can satchanyana be very firm if there hasn't been any satipatthana? Because if satipatthana hasn't developed at all, isn't there bound to be doubt and uncertainty or questioning? How can the satchanyana be so strong when it's only theoretical?
Yeah. Because some people like to learn about realities, but they like to do something like meditation.
Yes, so it's not satchanyana. Yes.
Yeah. Coming back to this natural thing, when you compare it with seeing that sati must arise naturally, such as, is it somehow easier to accept seeing, hearing, touching as natural than sati and panya?
It means that there is no one who is doing something at all.
Right, but to compare it with seeing and saying that it must be as natural as seeing, is it generally that seeing is easier to accept as conditioned?
I can talk about hearing anything, any moment. Seeing is just an example.
Yes, but putting the vipaka on one side and kusala or akusala on the other side.
Okay. It's natural.
So if we do really understand seeing, hearing, etc. as being conditioned and that's just the way it is, then wouldn't that also be applied to other realities automatically?
Mm-hmm. But it depends on levels of understanding. If it's not deep enough, where's the eye? Trying to do something. Trying to have sati, try to be aware.
That's it. Do we have more tendency to take sati for self than seeing for self?
Anything can be object of ditti. For example, we keep on saying that whenever there is seeing, it's I who see, right? But at this moment, does anyone realize that it's I who see, or it's not I who see? Just avijja arises and falls away, not knowing the true nature of realities, until there's some hearing, until there's some awareness.
Talking about tasting, we know that the moment of tasting is accompanied by indifferent feeling. For example, if we all eat a chili, moments of tasting with indifferent feelings, same for all, and then moments of bodily experience or painful feeling for some and others. So can one just say in that instance, tasting, bodily experience following each other rapidly, and so the tasting with the indifferent feeling is just common, same for all, but different bodily experiences?
Everything is exactly the same, no difference at all. But when we use the words, we try to explain about tasting and about bodily experiencing of hardness or softness. But that is what we're trying to talk about then. But actually it goes on like now.
Now, yes.
Yeah.
When you say exactly the same, what do you mean exactly? You mean just the same as usual? Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When we say the same, for example, when we all taste a chili.
Oh, now. Not tasting.
Or not taste. We were talking about tasting earlier. Okay, well, when we all taste
or just sit.
Sit or seeing, yes.
Yeah.
But I was interested to follow on the discussion about tasting. See, but the same through any doorway, different moments, different experiences.
That's why when there's the understanding of moment of satipatthana, it's like just now, and awareness arises, no change, and it is aware. Yeah.
Is it that once the understanding is firm, as in Satyayana, our tendency to ask about what has passed becomes less? The moment becomes more relevant.
I think by having more understanding of Satipatthana, no more question.
That is not why I am not asking questions. I just want to give a report here of what is happening here. Hardness, very much hardness here over the heart. Here, what's called the calf muscles here, and here, here, lots of hardness. And
when?
When, now, this moment, I'm reporting what's happening in this moment.
All over the body?
And not all over the body, but especially here.
At a time.
At a time.
Here.
At a time.
One place at a time.
Yeah.
Yes, and not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the same time. A lot of psychology around it, also thinking about it, and wanting to be able to attend to what is happening here, which I feel is very, very important. The Dhamma is nothing more important than the talking about the pachupana, the whatever arises in the moment, because that's what life is. But it may not be possible for me under these circumstances. I may have to take the survey and go away and sit somewhere else.
The survey?
The survey is the survey of Paramattha Dhamma.
The book.
This hardness, it is like it is tiring on the body or wearing out the body, and I don't feel well from it. Physically, health-wise, I don't feel well from it. This equipment which I believe these symptoms are coming from, it's a very, very precious thing, because many people can hear through these MP3 recordings. So I just wanted to make it clear that if I have to go, I have to go because of this reason.
So natural and...
Yeah, for everyone.
Everyone.
Whatever arises or whatever has arisen, has already arisen.
Mm-hmm. Maybe say something about this abhidhammically.
Yes. Citta, cetasika, rupa. No sound. Okay. And... the understanding of moment when awareness arises, one can see that it's different from other moment. As thinking about the survey, see, that is thinking. But now, reality appears. The more we understand realities, the more we have less clinging to the idea of someone or something. And that is the only way to really understand the Paramattha Dhamma, the absolute truth, because the truth is the truth, no story in it. But since the realities are so different, one at a time, that's why there's a lot of story of different realities and something or some story.
So much of what we call ill health is of course a story, but the pain aspect of it, for example, or the hardness aspect of it, these are realities, are they not?
Mm-hmm.
And these realities, if one does not understand sometimes what is the source, what is the condition, like for example wrong food or too cold, whatever it is, too hot, then it might wear out this instrument that we call the body. And it might even be a disadvantage when it comes to penetrating the Dhamma further if the body is not healthy.
But whenever there is more and more understanding, we don't mind much about the story of health or things.
Yes.
For example, there must always be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and thinking all the time, not just only in this life, any life. So there must be all these realities and the story of all these realities. But when there is the understanding, what is the Paramattha Dhamma and what is not Paramattha Dhamma, then we know. The Panya can understand Paramattha Dhamma as not self. But when there is thinking about Paramattha Dhamma, it's not just Paramattha Dhamma, it's something. Yeah.
The Paramattha Dhamma disappears immediately, but...
actually, it arises and falls away, but it changes from seeing to thinking, hearing to thinking. All comes to thinking, after seeing, hearing. That's why one lives in one's world all the time. Keep on thinking about this and that, but actually it's only the moment of thinking, arising and falling away. When it's not thinking, but it's seeing. See, and seeing cannot think.